Rig On Wheel Show featuring Hello Retention, and I am your host, Camille E. Gaines, and joining me, of course, is Meryl Gearhart, the president and co-founder of Hello Retention. This is your go-to source for transforming your employee retention in the logistics and in the trucking industries. Each episode is going to bring you expert industry people, folk, and we are going to have insights when it comes to innovative strategies, the real world solutions to help you keep your top talent and also hire your top talent to drive your business forward. So today I am really excited about this episode. I could not wait because it is crucial. It's a very important topic, and it's talking about leveraging technology to retain the top talent. So we're going to explore more into how Hello Retention's technology solutions actually helps the technology and trucking companies reach their bottom line targets by making the best hiring decisions. So we typically talk about retention on the reactive, but we're talking about it proactive as well. So by hiring the ideal employees and by avoiding your retention of bad hires. So as usual, it is great to have you here with us, Meryl.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on again. I think this is number three.
Yes, it's definitely number three. I'm going to get this greeting down, but I really have been waiting to have this. I know we had to have the first couple episodes, but this has really been a game changer for me because I've actually seen this in play. But before we get to it, I definitely want everybody to be able to see your contact information and everything. So if we can run the first commercial and showing all of the contact information for Hello Retention, that would be marvelous.
At Hello Retention, we excel in building a stronger workforce for your logistics and trucking company. Our retention insight solutions keep your top talent engaged and committed. Through deep analysis and actionable insights, we help you understand and reduce employee loss, ensuring workforce stability. Hello Retention, your partner in workforce excellence. What will your workforce look like in 12 months? Visit HelloRetention.com or call 888-400-1722 to learn more and start transforming your workforce today.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. First, I want you all, and we have somebody monitoring Hello Retention's email. So that is at info@helloretention.com. So if you have any questions or comments, also the Rig on Wheels YouTube page, you are able to leave comments and anywhere that you're also watching this live as well. But something I wanted to ask, and I have this written down. Can you explain to me, Meryl, based on data and analysis, how are you able to help the companies utilize your data that you're giving them when it comes to hiring decisions?
Well, it's with the retention side, we focus so much on the employee aspect of it, but we also capture a lot of other data points. So for any company, and every company is unique and different in what they do and how they do things, but the core basis of data should be same across all companies. So a simple example would be is you have to know where you've been and what you look like 12 months ago, and you know what today looks like, and what do you want to look like in the next 12 months. So when you look at the data and talk with companies and clients and people about what their experiences were, whether it was turnover, whatever the case may be, or even different markets are different. You have to be able to present that kind of data and feedback. So an example might be if you're hiring drivers out of, let's say, Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Well, the demographics in the market in Nashville may be cheaper than it would be out of Houston or Dallas, Texas. So One is, are you being competitive in pay? How many drivers do you have out of that area? Or are you looking at a much higher turnover rate in a specific market because drivers are being offered other compensation and maybe you're not up to par on the compensation that you need to be at, to be able to be competitive?
And I guess, I'm sorry, I wanted to back up a little bit because I didn't let everybody know. The title of this particular segment is Making the Best Hiring Decisions. So when they are kind of listening to you, I want them to kind of get an idea of why you're saying this stuff. Okay, yep. Sorry about that.
Keep going. That's okay. But that brings to the point that it helps any company and any organization find what they're good, bad, and what they're weak at. So example is Nashville. If you're not competitive in pay, you're bringing on drivers. They're staying with you a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or maybe even longer, but you're not up to the par on what the rest of the industry is offering a driver or an employee in that market, then that driver's going to find out really quick that they're undervalued. And now the company's look at says, okay, maybe we aren't as competitive as we should be as company X, Y, or Z. And if you're comparing apples to apples, then you can kind of make those decisions. Now, some jobs in, let's say, the Dallas or even Nashville market may have specialty fields, you know, hazmat, things like that. Naturally, those are going to pay drivers a little bit more money because those are specialty type fields that require endorsements and additional learning and skill sets to bring that to the job. But that's probably one of the simplest examples I can look at and I've seen lately is our. Is any company competitive in their market? And if you're not, then you're going to quickly see the turnover that you're going to have. So you have to be competitive. You may have a great culture, but you know, culture doesn't pay for the lights and the daycare and the car Absolutely. Insurance and put food on the table. So you gotta be marketable in your market.
And that's actually part of the culture as well is making sure that you're actually being competitive in your market so you'll know what the culture is in the market, right? So yep. I know I kept saying market a lot, but to be honest with you, each market has a different culture. So you might have ABC company that is large, but each terminal is going to have a different culture. Uh-huh. Because it's in a different region versus a company X, Y, and Z that is smaller. So they might only have 10, 20 trucks. And so they don't have a lot of terminals everywhere. So what they need from you might be a little different. So is it fair to say that you're able to help them with knowing or narrow down what is in that area, what cost analysis is in that area, as you know, maybe what their spend should be in that area market wise?
Yeah, I think all of that contributes to what a company is going to do to be successful. They have to look at everything. And even if you even dive in deeper, you know, pay and being competitive is to get the driver in the door. You know, but there's also other things that factor into it is, all right, what type of experience level are we needing? And every company has their unique set of hiring requirements. So mm-hmm. Company X may only need 6 months of experience. Company Y needs 1 year. Company whatever needs 2 years of experience. But in each market, they have to look at it, says, all right, this market here, we have enough business to where we can bring in a driver with 6 months or a year experience. Or in this particular market, because it might be depending on the type of loads they're running or the client they're running for, they probably need a driver with 2 years of experience. So every company has their base hiring guidelines, but in certain markets, you might need somebody that's a little bit more experienced, and you want that experience level in a particular area. So another example would be, I'm going to use Nashville because it's up in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. It's a big city, but it's not a big city like Atlanta or Dallas or Los Houston. Angeles mm-hmm. Or Houston. So there may be different nuances that they need a more experienced driver in that market versus they do in a different market. So, for example, in Albany, Georgia, we're a small town type place, well, you probably can bring a driver with 3 to 6 months because you're not dealing with a lot of traffic, a lot of different things that you would find in a larger city, or tighter roads, or you know, just all kinds of road restrictions. For example, in Atlanta, Georgia, you don't get caught on Interstate 75 going north and south unless you're making a delivery. You better be going Interstate 285. You take the outside out route. But if you get caught running up 75 and get pulled over by DOT and you're not making a delivery or coming from a delivery, you're going to get fined heavily because you're taking a shortcut when that's designed to mitigate traffic.
Okay, so I did read in some of the things that you had and notes that you had for some of your companies, because their fleet managers are from all over, that you actually laid that out for them, that they know that they have to talk specifically like that with their drivers so their drivers will be able to understand.
Yeah, fleet managers for many companies and in Mesilla Valley and different companies, that's the unique thing about a fleet manager is they know the area, they know the market, they know what areas are pain points for drivers because, again, it's a history lesson. They've had drivers that have ran into these situations and issues and got dinged or penalized by DOT or local law enforcement. So they start to see, all right, don't take this road. Don't take this road. Take this road. This is a better route to get you in and out of our facility and get you on the road and get you out of town so you're not having problems or issues. Fleet managers have a lot of history and know their area and know just what's going on in that area. Trying to think of another example to make it layman terms. It's like a sheriff in town. He knows every back road there is because he's been down that back road. And that's kind of like a fleet manager. He's kind of the sheriff of making sure drivers can stay out of trouble so the sheriff doesn't show up to get them in trouble.
Okay, so some of that data that you all use at Hello Retention to help the customers when it comes to that, how are they able to use that when it comes to their retention?
It's setting the driver up for success day one. And as you go through and find out things about things going on, you kind of want to get that out to the drivers quickly. You know, companies use tablets. We're having the conversation with the driver every single week. If I'm going to use Mesilla Valley again as an example, if they let us know, hey, we're seeing a trend on this or this or this. Hey, when you're talking to these drivers, just remind them, we've already pushed it out, but remind them in your conversation each week, hey, be cautious of this. You know, this week is road safety checks. Make sure you've got all your proper documentation. So we're just having that conversation to set the driver up for success early on. And if we do that and the company does that, then it's kind of, they're hearing it and they're understanding it says, let me double check that. I remember him saying that, or I remember her saying that. So it's, by doing that, they're not getting in trouble. They know up front, I need to do this. And if I do this, this keeps myself out of trouble. This keeps me from getting delayed on my load or the run. And it keeps me safe and everybody else out there safe.
And speaking of that, I know offline, we're not going to name the company because they haven't given us, we say MBT because MBT has given us, Pearson has given us the authority to be able to save them, but the other company that you're actually doing work for right now, where you have tickets going back and forth with their retention department right now, you're dealing with 75. That's why I know you keep mentioning it. So right now, what's going on as far as it's the driver might be having some issues or a few of the drivers are having issues. And so you're sending tickets to whomever.
Right now there's a variety of things going on. I don't know what it is after the 4th of July weekend. I guess drivers had some time off or whatever the case may be, but it seems like when folks have a few extra days off and they plan their vacations early on with these companies, they come back and I think they forgot everything that was going on. And so now it's like getting back in the saddle of the horse because they've kind of disengaged and they need that break from being the grind of running up and down the interstate, paying attention to every car around them, making sure they keep their distances and things like that. We've had everything from pay to load issues. And I think it's because warehouses were closed or they're sitting. There's all sorts of things, but all those type things are a service ticket type issues, but they're manageable. And the key to that is getting that to the right person quickly. And that person that has ownership, whether it's a fleet or dispatch or whoever it is, they want to jump on that and make sure that driver's taken care of immediately. So they're not sitting for 8, 10, 12 hours with no answer. So you have the technology in the truck that allows the driver to communicate, but then also they're communicating with us. And now we're having a conversation and we're communicating that to the direct person that has ownership so they can go ahead and get it resolved. Because last thing you want is a driver sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And now they get frustrated because if you ever been to a shipper, you can see there's 100 trucks coming in and 100 trucks going out. And if you're the one truck sitting, you kind of get a little frustrated. There's only so much time you want to sit. The important thing is getting that driver
looking around.
Yeah, they're like, "What's going? Why is this driver getting in there?"
And then Bubba's gone, John's gone.
Every load's come out of here. Do they even have a load for me? So it's communicating with that driver, letting them know, "Hey, this is what's being worked on. This is what's going to happen. This is what's next. So this is what you could expect." And then when that driver knows that, they feel better about their situation instead of being in la-la land 1,000 miles away from home and not having a clue. And that puts them at ease. And then that way they know when it's time to roll, because everybody that's in the process of ownership has done their job to keep that driver rolling because they're making cents per mile. And they want to roll. Drivers don't want to sit. Well, they're out there to make that money for their families.
One thing that I know that we spoke about and I wanted to highlight as well is, so with Hello Retention, you take the human part, because they're actually humans that are talking to other humans, and then you take the automation or the AI, artificial intelligence part, and you bringing it together, right?
Correct.
That way, it makes it more efficient. The operations, everybody in operations at Hello Retention, as well as the logistics and the trucking companies, can make faster decisions, but the drivers are actually talking to humans.
Exactly.
So this is what I like, you know, instead of a company that is so data driven that they're only thinking of AI. You still need the human touch when you think of innovation. Because Rig on Wheels likes to be innovative. I love it. It's wonderful. But it's when both work together that it works.
I mean, here's a great example of this. Yesterday, and I know you've had problems with being in Houston with the weather and internet and things like that. When the internet goes down and power goes out, you're like, "All right, now I'm sitting." Now think of that as a truck driver with nobody on the other end to help them. And in this situation, our internet went down for a couple hours yesterday. So get on the phone and then you got to press 1, then you got to press 5, you got to press 8, you got to press this. And I'm like, the old days, you press 0 and you get somebody. Now you press 0, it routes you back all the way back through the whole operator thing. With us, they just call us and they're not having to press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or nobody. We answer, we understand the situation, and we're getting it to the right person because we know who has ownership, what the chain of command looks like, what the process and procedure looks like for the companies that we work with. And then that person recognizes, oh, it's coming from Hello Retention. We've got a driver out there needs help. We're kind of the red flag. We're the 911 for that driver. And now they know to jump on it and get that answer handled. And they keep us in the loop of all the conversations that's happening. So if the driver happens to call back in because we hadn't called them because we're waiting to a resolution point, so to speak, said, "All right, now let's let the driver know what's going on." And then the fleets are also calling the driver. And then we're also saying, "Hey, we see it's been taken care of. You're good to go. Glad we could help. Have safe travels. And if you need us, pick up the phone and not have to press 1, 2, 3, or 4 to get to the right department. You're just calling one number to get to the right person on our end. And we know what to do on our end to take care of you."
Before we close out this segment, what I also want to say is one of my other favorite humans of Hello Retention. One thing that her and I were talking about is the file cabinet. So not to age myself or her is, so you all humanize everything, right?
You must be talking about June.
Yes. That's my other favorite human, right? So you pick up the phone and you're talking to one of your mini reps, right? So you pick up the phone, talking to them, but then you all are putting it into the technology and it goes into a quote unquote robotic file cabinet. That way it goes out to the departments that it needs to go to and it becomes efficient for the companies. That way they're able to make a more efficient decision.
Yeah, our file cabinet is what we call Hello Retention App. It's an application that was developed and it was developed from looking at it from a driver standpoint, looking at it from a company standpoint. So in that app, when a driver calls in, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we capture that information. It goes into their database. And that database tells us if this fleet is doing great, this fleet's doing terrible, this fleet has a lot of trucks that are being having mechanical issues. And it doesn't take long when you see that trend over a 7-day period in a week, say, something happened over here at this fleet that we haven't seen before. And then we kind of escalate that up because now we have a data source or a lot of data that's being collected that we haven't noticed. Because when you deal with any company and organization, you kind of understand how they work on their back end and how quick they had to respond. So those aha moments going, let's shoot this up. I don't know if you guys noticed this yet, but at this terminal, we're seeing a lot of mechanical issues happening in that location. And they're like, something did change last week over there. Let's see what's going on. And they dig in. But they might have had a mechanic that was out sick, had the flu, so they were shorthanded. So when they identify that and we know that, then we just let the driver know, hey, they're a little shorthanded, but you know, it's like restaurants. Be shorthanded, be patient. Everybody's doing the best they can and they want to serve you the company wants to serve you.
Love it. Love it. All right. So we'll be back right after this short break and we're going to talk more about this Hello Retention app. I love it.
At Hello Retention, we excel in building a stronger workforce for your logistics and trucking company. Our retention insight solutions keep your top talent engaged and committed. Through deep analysis and actionable insights, we help you understand and reduce employee loss, ensuring workforce stability. Hello Retention, your partner in workforce excellence. What will your workforce look like in 12 months? Visit HelloRetention.com or call 888-400-1722 to learn more and start transforming your workforce today.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So now that I was able to have Meryl tell you all about the Hello Retention app, now we can go into segment 3 literally and talk about the ideal employee, identifying it. So I want to talk about how the Hello Retention app, okay, so other people use old school file cabinets. We're not going to talk about those other people, but those people use that. Over here at Hello Retention, we use the Hello Retention app. So how does the Hello Retention app actually help the logistics and trucking companies identify their ideal employee?
Well, there's history. Again, we're going to go back to history in certain markets. One example I can think of, and it's a little fuzzy, but let me kind of hone in on it. So Memphis is a market that we have a client that has drivers out of. And Memphis has a lot of different type of industries. They have the FedEx Super Center out there, all sorts of things. But one of the things that you kind of start noticing and hearing and seeing trends on, and it's all over the places. I mean, it's on the internet, is they have a higher rate of accidents. So in that geographic location, when the company looks at with hiring a quality driver, one of the traits they're looking for is, because there's a lot of companies out there that might hire a driver with 3 months or right out of school or 6 months, they kind of did the same thing and noticed that the drivers weren't as qualified or as experienced. Now, they weren't qualified, but they just didn't have the experience that kind of helps them know how to navigate those type of situations. So in this situation, the company looks at said, yeah, we can hire a 3-month driver or a recent grad or a 6-month mm-hmm. driver. But I think your ideal target market for a driver and experience level and to be still be competitive is you want to probably look at the driver with 1 year of experience. And then also maybe look at the number of jobs that the driver had. You know, you don't want to have the driver be a job hopper because he's going to job hop you. So you kind of look at those type of things, and then now you start marketing and advertising, and then you start culling through those drivers, and now you're looking for the best of the best. So driver that has 1 year of experience, doesn't appear to be a job hopper, doesn't have any accidents on their MDR or any tickets. Maybe they have some boo-boos, but nothing significant that the company can't deal with. So now that looks like their ideal target candidate. And then they can always keep tweaking and performing that. And upgrading that as their situations present itself. But it kind of gives them a good starting point to help prevent turnover and also keep the driver safe and the company safe and not have an inexperienced driver out mm-hmm. there. And it weeds out all the inexperience when you move it to a 1 year experience or 2 years experience. So you know you're getting a better quality driver.
And where I knew that you had something going and hit a gold mine. What was the name of that show? Where they hit gold, something about California, hit gold. It was in black and white. Beverly Hillbillies,
yeah.
the song go? Like they hit gold. How did the song go, Terrell?
They were talking about that Texas tea, though.
Yeah, they rolled up on the wagon and hit gold and moved into a mansion. They were living the high life.
Yes. Okay. So basically, something about the Texas tea. The only Texas tea I know about is whiskey. So I don't know if that's what they was talking about. But what I was going to say was, we still waiting. Can't talk about this particular one yet because I'm still waiting on the release signature. But it's one client of yours. They have different, they're typically 6 months, but in one of their markets, two of their markets, they are a year and 2 years experience. Because of your Hello Retention app, they were able to narrow that they need 1 and 2 years experience in those areas, because at first they stopped hiring in those areas, period. Mm-hmm. But even though they were still getting a lot of leads, they completely stopped hiring. So it was like a waste of leads. And that has to be horrible, right? I'm a third party recruiter. And I'm like, that it really probably is horrible. But anyway, so they just had wasteful leads because they completely stopped hiring in those areas because the retention was so bad. But because of the Hello Retention app, they realized, no, they can hire in those areas. But instead of being 6 months experience in one area, they're a year. And in Houston, they're 2 years experience because they know that their clientele, their drivers are better retained at 2 years and 1 year. And then they were able to pick up more client, more shippers.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Talking about helping a company's bottom line and helping them identify their ideal driver, but not just ideal driver overall. But Hello Retention was able to identify their ideal driver in particular markets.
Yes. And to add to that, you know, when you have a driver that has 1 year experience, they understand the meaning of being on time. You know, mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. I joined the Army many, many years ago. And that was the first thing I learned was you got to be on time everywhere. Yeah. And if you didn't, you're doing a lot of pushups. Even 3 months in, I'm still trying to figure it out. 6 months in, I'm still trying to figure it out. A year in, I'm starting to get a grasp on how the organization works. And that's the same with a driver with any company, especially if they're brand new to the industry. They don't know all the unique tricks and techniques and have that experience behind them to guide them. So in that particular market like Houston and that other market, with a driver with a year experience, they notice, hey, we got a better quality driver. Now our on-time rates have increased, and we're showing up on time. We're at 97-98% of the time on time. And now that client is super happy with this particular company and says, you know what? You guys are really made about face. You've changed something. So, but you're providing great service to us. So how about can you add 10 more trucks to the fleet? Can you add 20 more drivers to the fleet? And because we're liking the quality of service you're putting there, and the drivers understand that they're an extension of the company, and they represent that client as well. So they're showing up bright-eyed and smiling and on time.
I love it. And so with saying that, and like Meryl just said, adding more drivers to your fleet, that is huge. We know that's where the money comes, but also Meryl is able to keep the drivers there. He's able to help on the hello retention side, help you keep the drivers there, able to help you identify who your ideal driver is, not only just for your overall company, but if you have different areas that you're hiring from. So if you're a larger company, mid to mega size trucking or logistics company, and you're hiring in more than just one place, there's not a one size fit all. And that's one thing you were talking about. You're not a one size fit all. So you're not like a subdivision, right? You're willing to help them out depending on what their needs are. So you also have, you're the owner of ATG, so you're able to help them fill their seats. When you just said if they need help.
So one helps and one doesn't. So they kind of have a mix of combinations.
So we're definitely able to fill those seats. ATG Recruiting is able to fill those seats. So I want to run that commercial because that's important. As much as we want to retain the drivers, we know companies always need drivers. So Terrell, let's get that commercial going.
Struggling to find the perfect CDL or truck drivers for your fleet? Your search ends here. At ATG Recruiting, we specialize in connecting trucking companies with top CDL or drivers. Visit atgrecruiting.com and discover our comprehensive recruiting services. Whether you need a steady stream of CDL and driver applications or pre-screened, qualified drivers that meet your specific criteria, we have you covered. Save time and ensure quality by working with experts who understand your needs. Our tailored solutions ensure you get the right drivers in your trucks, keeping your fleet on the move. Visit atgrecruiting.com today or email us at info@acrecruiting.com. ATG Recruiting, your partner in driving success.
I love that commercial, ATG. We got it. You got it good. Okay, so now, both of us are Virgos. Now, the reason why I like to say that is, it's all nice, you know, all this fluffy, warm stuff, blah, blah, blah. But we like to talk numbers, right? How do you actually measure your success? How are you measuring it?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. I've got a whole pamphlet. I think it's a 70-page pamphlet of measuring success, because success is really, I don't know if it's success, the word I would like to use. I think it's about partnerships and understanding the client. We understand their needs, and then also understanding the driver. When you understand the driver and the driver has a voice, and you escalate that up to the appropriate company, and they take that feedback and that issue or concern, and they actually do something with it, I think that's where we measure success. I think in this world, we always look at it from a monetary standpoint. It's about profit. And I think you're going to probably bring up that 3P thing you always bring up, but people, profit, and process, purpose. There you go. But I think they all tie in together, because when people feel they've been heard, they're everything that it all just kind of comes into a synchronization that everything works out just like it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Now, with drivers, some drivers are going to leave, and that's okay, because it's not the right fit for that company. But success is when you start seeing that needle move. It doesn't have to move a whole lot, but just a little bit, where drivers are actually happy. They're having positive things to say, because now the company's tweaked something in their process and procedures. And over time, you'll start seeing, and as Robert said last week on the show, you know, when their turnover is reduced by 42%, that's significant, and that's a significant onboarding cost that the company has saved. So I think for Mesilla Valley, that's a huge success for them. It's a success for us, because we were able to be a part of it, and we got to be on the same boat and ship and be part of that, because we worked as a partnership and didn't battle each other to get there. That we heard what they wanted, they heard what we needed to do, and we did it together, and we made it happen. So in turn, when you have a reduced turnover rate like that, and some companies will do it, and some companies may never do it. They may only have that needle move 5 or 10%, but you know what? 5 or 10% is better than no percent, and your turnover rate keeps going the opposite direction. So I think that's probably the best way to sum success up. But I think it's all the little victories. And I'll give you an example today. I picked up the Hello Retention call line because it rang in, and answered it and said, "Hey, this is Merle with Hello Retention." And Al was on the phone. He said, "Hey, this is Al." I said, "Hey, how you doing, Al? What's going on? How can we help you today?" He goes, "Man, I'm sorry. Me and my mentor missed your call. We had just stopped, took a break, and getting back out there on the road." I said, "Well, anything going on? Everything okay?" He goes, "Yeah, everything's great." He goes, "Man, I appreciate everything you do." He goes, "But I think my mentor needs a pay raise. Can you pass that on up?" And I said, "Why do you need a pay raise?" He says, "He's just great." And, you know, when you get that one little call,
That's amazing.
That's success right there.
That is really what you call a real world success. That's what we're going to name this segment, real world success.
And that makes you feel good when you hear the driver. And this is the student in the truck. And he's talking about his mentor sitting right next to him. He goes, "We're good. We missed your call. We're sorry we missed your call." And they called you back. And you're not having to chase them down. They're chasing you down and let you know, "Hey, I appreciate everything you guys do and what Mesilla Valley does. But I think my mentor needs a pay raise. I don't know what you're paying, but I think he needs a pay raise. We'll pass it on up."
Because you are an extension, and this one was an MVT driver. So you are an extension of MVT, or you are an extension of their warehouse. You are an extension of the clients that you represent.
Exactly. Oh. Those are great moments. That's a success moment. It doesn't take much to make me excited. I mean, hey, you get a call like that, you're always excited to think, okay, it's paying off. It's working. Drivers are happy. He's happy with the company. His mentor's happy. He's happy with his mentor. And that's the driver he's sitting in the truck with all the time. So can't beat that story.
No, you can't. That's amazing, because you are another department, you know what I mean, for all of the trucking companies that you have and all of the warehouse companies that you have that you all have partnered up with. Sometimes when you outsource your attention, you're not sure. A company isn't sure, you know. But because you actually have been in trucking for quite a while, you've been in recruiting for a long time, because you've been in it when you were in the Army, right? So that is amazing. You understand it. You understand that it's more than just a number. And that's what I mean about the 3P. Shout out to transportation, marketing, and sales, by the way, because that's what it comes from. People, profit, and purpose. And I always say, for me, it's the profit that comes first. And it's not always, when I say profit, it's not always financial, because your bottom line is the number, but it could be the turnover. that's your profit, right? You want to decrease that as much as possible, because like you say, it doesn't matter if it's 2%, 5%. If it's better than what the history was 12 months ago, 6 months ago, that little tickler means you're moving in the right direction. That measure means that you're doing better by your people, and it's more purposeful, and you're doing it on purpose, or it's more purposeful. That driver feels that his purpose there is more important, and including the mentor.
Yeah, when I mean, that was a great call.
Yes, that is an awesome call.
I'm like looking over there, and I knew one of them was at lunch. And I said, you know what? Let me just pick up the call and see what happens today. And I do that from time to time.
Yeah, that's a good teamwork. First of all, shout out to you. You know how many presidents was like, that's not my job.
You know, you gotta have the pulse. You gotta know what everybody's expected to do, and you gotta take those calls. And some calls aren't pretty, and you have to deal with them as well. But it's the nature of the beast, and that's what you gotta do. So,
and it allows you to know what
gives you the insight.
And you're still in the mud. We don't want to get so far removed that we don't know what's going on. So when you're having these conversations, that's what I appreciate from the VPs of recruiting and operations, like a Monica, right? That still have conversations with the drivers. They're still in the mud.
Very much right? So. Very much so. They're not isolated.
They know what's going on. They're not in their fancy offices or anything of the sort. They know what's going on all the time. That is important.
And so, they want to know, which is even more important. When you want to know, then you know you're at the right place and you got the right people making decisions for the company.
And you want a driver... A driver deserves to be at a company that not only has VPs that own recruiting, but that also have VPs or directors or managers that own retention. We need to be just as diligent about retention as we are about recruiting.
Absolutely. Because
other than that, we're just messing up lives.
Because we all got skin in the game. Right. Every one of us has skin in the game.
All of us have skin in the game.
If you have it, then the drivers see it and they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. So that was a great success story. And that's how you measure success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I mean. Like, measurement is not always dollars. But it's still always a figure. You know, black and white doesn't lie. It just doesn't lie. Well, Terrell is messaging me like crazy. So he has a question or two. So Terrell, go ahead and say your question. I think he just wants everybody to hear his voice.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. The first question is, how can small to mid-sized logistic companies implement these technologies without a large budget?
Well, here's the unique thing. It just has to have a conversation. Again, we're not a one size fits all. We can craft this to fit any a company's budget. And make it work for them. If they want to make changes and affect change, it's a matter of having that conversation with us. And as we understand their needs, maybe they don't need every single service we provide, but maybe they just need a small piece of it to kind of get an understanding of what's going on in their organization. We just have to have that conversation. And that's for any company, small, medium, or large. We'll lay it all out there and say, all right, what do you want to do? What brought you to us? What are things that you want to change? And when you start having those conversations and understanding the dynamics of the company, who takes the ownership, who's going to help with the process and procedures, and we understand everything about that. Then at that point, we know, all right, this is a plan that we want to lay out. These are some of the services that we'll provide, and we're going to do it this way. And this should help move your needle. It may not move it a lot, but if it moves it a lot, great. But if we move it, that's all that matters, and it's moving in the right direction and not the negative direction, then that's more important. So I think it's just having that conversation, because my shoe size does not fit everybody in the world. I can't wear size 12 or Shaq shoes. So that's a unique size. So you got to look at everybody in a holistic approach and understand them as an individual and as a group and a company. Because if you don't get that down, then we're all going to fail. And we want to partner with everybody in the right way.
Absolutely. I love that. I actually love that. Partnering. Any other questions, Terrell?
Yes. Another question is, what are the most important features when choosing a retention software technology program?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Terrell.
Platform. I said program. I meant platform.
Okay.
Techie and me.
I think the most important, even coming from the recruiting space, you're looking at, all right, well, what is everybody else using? And there's some really good products out there, and there's some that are just not great, whether it's an ATS or if you're marketing on different platforms. I think for us is we have developed the software and the program to benefit everybody. And if we can tweak it for any organizational setup, how we lay it out is based on your organization, what you expect out of it, and the data points that you want. We can capture it. We'll probably give you more than you really asked for because we've set up that way. So when you're dealing with a company or organization that does this type of business, can they adapt to your needs? And can they make it happen for you and capture everything that you're looking for? So if a company did come to me and say, I want to capture this, I'm going to go look. I'll probably go down the hall and look at Lauren and say, wait a minute, are we doing this? Company asked us. All right, we're not doing it. Can we do it? And if we can, we're going to make it happen. If we can't, we'll just have to let them know. No, we can't at this time, but we will in the future. But the 90% of the time, 99% of the time, we're probably going to adjust the software to meet the client's need if there's something that they want. But we've pretty much just about thought of everything that we can think of in collaboration with other people. But I know there's a lot more other ideas or things we can add to it. And that's what's unique is we can continue to add to our software. It's not what you get off the shelf.
I love that. That's the part of partnering that I really like, is because you are able to customize it. Because if that one client needs it, somebody else needs it as well. They just don't know it yet. You know, sometimes you don't know what you need until you're there.
Exactly.
You know, that's just how it is. Terrell, did you have anything else, or should we go to, you do?
One more. Can you share any tips on how to get leadership to buy in for investing in retention software?
That's a good one. Watch last week's podcast.
With Pearson.
I mean, you know, all too many times you feel like you're being sold something. It doesn't matter what you're doing or who you're talking to. You always feel like you're being sold something, and it's not exactly the product that you really wanted, you thought it was, or was pitched just pretty to you. But when you can get a client like Mesilla Valley and Robert Pearson to speak of it, then I don't think I have to sell anything. But the flip side to that is if a company's wanting to pitch this to their leadership, then give me a call. If I have to fly to your location or do a Zoom call with your management team and your leadership team, I have no problem doing that. Because if it helps you get pointed in the right direction, whether you use us or not, at least you've had all the information you need to be able to make a decision whether you go with us or any other companies out there that provide retention services. At least you've looked at everything. It's kind of like shopping for a car. You know you want a four-door car. You know you want it to be in this price range or whatever the case may be, and you're going to go from dealership to dealership to dealership until you find that car that when you sit in it and you go, this is me. this, I like this ride. I like the safety features. I like the all the tools it has. I like the technology it has. Think of it in that same aspect, is try everybody out, talk to everybody. And if you don't use us, that's okay. And if you go with somebody else, that's okay. But if you use us, we're going to do everything we can to make you successful and get you on the right track and partner with you, because we're going to take ownership in it. Because if we fail, we fail, and you fail, and it doesn't look good on anybody. So I don't like egg on the face. So let's figure it out together. But check everybody out and check us out as well.
Well, I can answer the question, and I'm a no BS and a straight shooter. I know that we are talking to CEOs, executives, upper management, all of that. It's about ROI and saving money. So if you are trying to save money and make profit, this makes sense, period. Then if you are talking about just sending out physical surveys and things like that and only getting 5 to 8% back, if you're only trying to make that amount as an ROI, then it's fine. On the fluffy side, PR side, if you're only trying to take care of your 5 to 8% of drivers, then that's fine. Now, with Hello Retention, what percentage of drivers, when you talk to them, are taking your survey? Because you do phone surveys.
We do phone surveys. I have a series of questions that are laid out. So on active drivers, we're getting anywhere from somewhere around 88 to 92% of the surveys taken on the phone. And on the term drivers, even drivers that have left the company, we're averaging about 81%.
So active drivers, so that's 90%, 88 to 92. So let's go 88. Let's just 88%. I don't even want to do it in their favor. 88%. So if you want to talk about a ROI on 88%, there's a no-brainer there. And then if you on the PR and the fluffy side, if you're trying to take care of 88% of your drivers or 88% of your talent, then Hello Retention makes sense. If you're not, then maybe Hello Retention is not for you. That's the way that I would.
But at the same time, I'll say this, and I've said this last week, and I say this a lot. Talk to some folks across the state line, 500 truck company. They're getting about 8 to 12%, and 500 truck companies, keep it simple, 10% of that is 50 drivers they've talked to.
Yeah.
If my math works out right.
Yeah.
But can you affect change and make a decision on 50 drivers and you not even consider the other 450 drivers in your fleet?
No.
And if you did make change, it probably wasn't the positive change that the other 450 drivers would appreciate. So, but when you have 88% on the low end and you missed out on the rest, I think you're making a positive change, because majority has spoken and they've said, and now when the majority has spoken, you listen, and now you know you're heading in the right direction, because now that 88% is going to recognize when you've made those little bitty changes through your company, and they're going to say, I remember bringing that up. I remember them asking me that, and they've done something about it. You know what? I appreciate this company listening to me.
And remember, drivers talk, and the new CB is social media. That's the new CB is social media. So not just your drivers are seeing this, but everybody is seeing this now. So the drivers that you are potentially trying to refer, the drivers that you are trying to retain, everybody is seeing this, your stakeholders, everybody is seeing this information. So whether you are trying to talk about numbers, profit, all of that, or whether you are just simply trying to talk about taking care of your drivers, either executive that you are, we must look at actually taking care of and listening to the drivers. That means that you want to go with a retention company that literally you are able to talk to or listen to the majority. Anything over 50% sounds like a great number, but over 80%, that's perfect. That really is perfect. So what I want to do is go ahead and go to another commercial and be right back. Everybody, welcome back. Okay, so now looking ahead, okay, and your crystal ball, everybody. I want Meryl to kind of tell us what you see when you talk about the future of retention strategies. So whether it be with Hello Retention or just in logistics industry as a whole.
I think retention strategies are going to continue to evolve, but the one thing that you can't take away is the person. A driver is the person that's behind that truck. The truck is the tool that the company uses to get their freight where it needs to be. And when you have that personal interaction and dealing with that driver on a weekly basis and understand the driver, because CEOs don't have time to talk to 500 or 1,000 or however many employees they have on a daily basis. That's all they'd be doing is talking. But we're that mouthpiece for the driver, and we're that connection to the driver. We can use all the technology in the world, but having that conversation with the driver, I think, will always be an integral part. I know they talk about automated trucks, but you know, that day may come. It's like airlines. Airlines can practically take off and land by themselves, but they still need that pilot.
Yeah,
and those are important pieces to the puzzle, and they're still humans and they're still people. And I think we're always going to need people, maybe in a different way, in a different way we do business. But people need to know they're appreciated, cared for, and listened to. And I think that's probably where retention is heading. You're still going to have people, but it's just going to be a different way we deal with people. And they still want to be heard. It doesn't matter what you do for a living.
Okay, awesome. So we're almost done, you all. But I just wanted to get that in because I just wanted you to say that because I know so much innovation is pushed out there, and I know Hello Retention is very innovative and has a lot of technology. But I want everybody to understand how you believe in the human approach when it comes to actually talking to the talent.
The technology piece, it just helps us process all that data and information. And that's the technology piece of it. It helps us look at it and put it all together into a format that we can make decisions, or the company can make decisions on, or we can recommend, hey, these are your top three pain points. These are your top three things that are going great. You know, if you have a great orientation, you know, praise those people because that's great. But you have this little fallout, you're falling short here. So that's the technology that puts all that together. But the human interaction, you got to get it out of people one way or another. And that's how we do it.
That's how you do it. So, like, this takes us into wrapping everything up. What bit of advice would you give a logistics or a trucking company that's struggling? They're struggling with retaining their talent, struggling with retaining their employee.
I think the piece of advice is they need to talk to people. I mean, here we go. You can get online and Google, how do I retain employees? Or you can get on ChatGPT and type in, how do I retain employees? They'll give you that canned text or whatever message is going to come out of it. But I think you need to talk to other people in the industry. And for me, if you call me up, we'll set up a time or a date. I'll make myself available for your schedule. If I have to shuffle things around, I'm okay with that. Because I think when you, it's networking. And if you're not networking and talking to people and understanding what's happening in the industry and what, how other people are doing things, there's no secret sauce to it that I can't tell you about or talk to you about. I mean, I don't have KFC secret recipe. Nobody does, but I'm not afraid to share how we do it with other companies and then find out where you're struggling and where, what you're doing good at and having those conversations and figuring out a way to help you navigate those roads. I mean, I'm talking to people all the time. I'm learning. And the more you learn, the more you understand, then you can kind of know which direction you need to go.
I like that. I like how you say, talk to people. Learn from other people on what they're doing, but also you're willing to consult with somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do it, you do it, everybody does it. Don't feel like you're in this rabbit hole and don't know which direction to go. I mean, expand out and network and talk to people and take everybody's opinion and formulate which, what, how are you going to proceed and move forward? I do that every single day. I want to accomplish this. Well, how do I do that? Well, I need to start talking to people. I can do all the internet searching I want. Mm-hmm. I get so many results, but now I need to talk to people who's actually done it and found success. Yeah. Now I know, okay, this is probably the better approach, or maybe this isn't the better approach because it doesn't quite work for me, but maybe this piece of it does.
I love that. I like how you say that. You bring everything back to the human piece, and we just don't have enough of that, and people are not talking about that enough. Well, everybody, I want to thank everybody today, you know, midweek, for thank you for tuning in to the Real on Wheels show featuring Hella Retention. We are just so excited to continue on this journey of retention with you. Join us next week on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. We're changing it to 2 o'clock. We think that just works better for technology. Sorry for any technical issues the last week. But 2 o'clock every Wednesday, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern time for more insights and practical strategies. That's the one thing you're going to get from Meryl is some real practical strategies to transform your approach to employee retention. And see you next time, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Hello, Retention. We know that the key to a strong workforce is understanding each individual's needs. Our personalized workforce support keeps your team engaged and committed through meaningful one-on-one connections. We provide targeted strategies based on direct communication to reduce turnover and strengthen your workforce. Hello, Retention, your partner in workforce excellence. What will your workforce look like in 12 months? Visit HelloRetention.com or call 888-400-1722 to start building a stronger team today.